Let me ask you though, you referenced USAID, and then sort of with the USAID is the National Endowment for Democracy. And it's gotten a lot of attention in the United States in the last 2 or 3 weeks because the new government has been targeting it with budget cuts, and there's a lot of discussion about what are these agencies and what do they do, and there's sort of an attempt to say, oh, these are charitable agencies. They go around the world helping people, they give to the poor, and maybe there is an extent to which they do that. But in a lot of countries, there's a lot of hostility towards these agencies because of the perception and the proof that they're used by the U.S. government to interfere in other countries. Is that something that, from the Russian perspective, is understood or seen about the National Endowment for Democracy, about USAID, that they're arms to interfere in not just other countries, but specifically here in Russia?
As well as network of Soros and all the other assets linked to the USAID, you said, we have found a long time ago that there is something wrong with USAID as the agency, and instead of promotion, some humanitarian, purely humanitarian help and aid to the people, to the society, they are just the instrument to organize color revolutions, to influence media. They were buying independent, so-called independent journalists and bloggers, and they
inside Russia,
outside of Russia, in the post-Soviet space. We have remarked that, we have fixed that, and after 2012. USAID was prohibited here, not because they gave humanitarian aid, because they worked to destabilize political situations. They intervened in social process, trying to help and to promote the regime change. That was nothing like a humanitarian agency. That was a kind of soft power, and sometimes including terrorist network, used by globalists, not by government of United States, in order to promote some ideological agenda, fighting against what they called authoritarian regimes, in order to install at their place so-called liberal democracies. So that was ideologically engaged and very radical and illegal system, and that was for us as well. Very astonishing, very amazing step of Trump's administration. In the first week, they have dismantled it. In the first week in the White House, and White House, they started with that, with revealing the truth that USAID was some ideological assets and not just normal government agency. So we knew that long before, and that was very important step, because I think many things will be changed now when there is no such huge support of ideological war that globalists waged on all humanity, and especially in our country, on Ukraine, because it seems now that 90% of so-called free press, free media in Ukraine was supported financially by USAID. So that is something that was clear and transparent for us. And that Trump has come to the scene.
Thanks for watching this clip from System Update, our live show that airs every Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rumble. You can catch the full nightly shows live or view the backlog of episodes for free on our Rumble page. You can also find full episodes the morning after they air across all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. All the information you need is linked below. We hope to see you there.